Leeds Urology Partnership on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Here on the Health and Wellbeing Show, we are honoured to work with many professionals, experts in what they do. And one of those professionals is Dr. Ollie Kayes, who's with me in the studio today from Leeds Urology. Thanks for coming in, Ollie.
Hi, good to see you again.
Now, as you're an expert in urology, it only seems appropriate that we allow people to ask you questions about things they're worried about. So we've got a few questions for you today, and if you'd like to send a question in, perhaps, for Dr. Kayes to answer in a future episode of the show, then you can do that via the website strayfm.com/health. So the first question comes to you from Chloe, who's 26 years old, and she says this.
I have been suffering with recurrent kidney infections for the last 3 months. I've been taking the same antibiotics each time, which is only a 3-day course. It always starts on the first day of my period. Would I benefit from seeing a urologist? The back pain is horrible and makes me feel so washed out with constant trips to the bathroom.
That doesn't sound like a pleasant experience for Chloe there.
No, I mean, for females in general, this is a really common problem, and it's an anatomical issue. So the water pipe in ladies is much shorter than it is for men. So it's very rare for men to get a water infection. So actually we take it much more seriously for men, but it's much more common in women. So the clinic, we see lots of similar stories, cases where people have suffered for years with on and off infections, really battling to get on top of them, and taking course after course of antibiotics, which we know and have read in the press is not a good thing to be doing.
You mentioned that it's quite common in women. Is there a reason for that? Is there something like a lifestyle thing that can cause that, or is it just something that happens?
So there's lots of reasons why you get water infections. So the first thing is anatomical. So the water pipe is very close to the outside, so the bacteria can gain entry into the water pipe and mm-hmm. into the bladder and find a nice place to hide. The second thing is actually something that you can't do much about. It's the way you're born. So some people make proteins that make their bladder more attractive to bacteria. And the one that you get most commonly is something called E. coli. You may have heard about in food poisoning things. It's actually a bug that sits in your gut naturally. And we have lots of natural bacteria that we use to break down foods and to keep all the other bad bugs at bay. And it's keeping that balance that's important. But for some people, those proteins that exist in the bladder and the fact that they might not drink a lot of water during the day means that the bugs really stick hard to the bacteria, to the bladder wall. And so even emptying your bladder and trying to flush them through can be quite tricky. And that's when you start getting recurrent infections.
Now, Chloe mentioned there that it's very unpleasant. It happens quite a lot for her. And every time she goes on the same antibiotics, should she be worried that she's taking too many antibiotics? Because we hear that, don't we, sometimes that you shouldn't take antibiotics unless you really need them.
That's right. And patients always say, you know, I didn't want to waste the doctor's time. It's a problem I have to live with. I've always had cystitis. There's something called honeymoon cystitis, which is, you know, when people really start getting their first symptoms is when they start actually getting sexually active. So that's one of the other triggers that we warn girls about. But as you get into adulthood, the key thing to do is to make sure that you get your urine tested and that sent to an appropriate lab and that we can find out what bacteria is that's causing your infection and also make sure that we got the right antibiotics to treat it.
Chloe there, she's been on the same antibiotics each time and she's been recurrent for 3 months. Should she be going to a doctor and saying, I don't think this is working, can we do something else?
Exactly. So there's a couple of things. One is, what can you do to try and stop this from happening so I don't have to take antibiotics? So we encourage everybody to drink as much as they feel that they can comfortably consume without being on the toilet all day. So that's probably 2, maybe 3 litres of water. Try and avoid fizzy drinks and alcohol and caffeine. That's always good bladder management. They tend to irritate and promote bladder symptoms. And you can add in supplements that you can buy from any food shop or over the internet, cranberry juice concentrate or mannose D sugar tablets. They are the very classic thing to take. Clinical trial evidence that shows that if you take these active ingredients, they stop the bugs sticking to the bladder wall. And so the next time you empty your bladder and you drink the water, you can flush these bugs away. And so the symptoms will be of shorter duration and hopefully the attacks won't come back. There's lots of other things we can do to sterilise your urine, and that's worth coming to see a specialist about because the drugs can get a little bit more tricky to manage. And if you need investigations, you know, we're there to do that as well, because if the antibiotics are becoming something you need all the time, it's worth checking that it's not something else. There's lots of things that can cause cystitis, not just bacterial infections. It can be irritation from chemicals, previous infections, and in some cases, actually, the body starts sort of attacking itself, something called interstitial cystitis, which is a very aggressive form of inflammation in the bladder. So we want to check these things out, and they're treated in a completely different way.
So there is hope at the end of the tunnel for you there, Chloe, and there are other options out there as well. Hope that's helped you out, Chloe. Actually, what we've just mentioned there about retaining or not retaining water brings us nicely on to John, who's in his 60s, and he says this.
I'm fit and well, but in the last 12 months, I've noticed I'm having trouble holding my water. I'm retired and regularly play golf with friends, but cannot complete a round without having to disappear into the bushes. I also find it difficult to go on long journeys, and I'm getting up at night 3 or 4 times. What do you suggest? I'm worried this may be the first symptoms of prostate cancer.
Why is it that when you are older, we hear this a lot, people, older men say that they need to get up more and more during the night. Why is that?
It's due to a couple of ageing factors on the whole. So as we get older, our sleep patterns get worse. The way we spend our time during the day is different, and our ability to sleep through the night gets worse. So actually, we're waking up on a regular basis anyway, and some of that will be prompted by wanting to go to the toilet. Also, we don't concentrate our urine as well at night. So though the hormones that are important in doing that become weaker, and therefore you produce more urine during the night time, and therefore your bladder will fill up and you'll want to get up and go to the toilet. And then behind all of that is enlarging prostate problems, which means if you're not emptying your bladder on a regular basis easily during the day like you do when you're young, then you're taking that to bed with you, and that's going to wake you up to make you get up and have a pee.
Enlarged prostate is something you hear about men over a certain age. Prostate cancer is a worry. What is an enlarged prostate?
I mean, going back to John's story, you know, I'm amazed that anybody's actually finishing a round of golf in Harrogate, because they all seem to be in the bushes having a pee for the guys coming to see me in the clinic. But you know, it's a
common problem then.
But it is, and we laugh about it. But it's embarrassing for them.
Yeah.
It can cause damp patches on clothing, so you're worried about going out in public. Mm. For him, it's also affecting his ability to travel and get around.
Yeah.
So once you get over the age of about 40, 45, your prostate starts steadily growing, and that's down to testosterone exposure. All these symptoms we assess with questionnaires and a special machine in the clinic, which will give us a speed of the flow and a scan to show us how well they're emptying their bladder, and give us some gauge alongside a measurement of the size of the prostate with an examination and an ultrasound scan.
Assuming then that it's not prostate cancer, what kind of things can John do to help with his waterworks problem?
So he needs to take a step back and look at his lifestyle a little bit. I mean, he's lucky he's retired, and he may have a bit more time and flexibility to manage how he goes to the toilet. But a lot of it's driven by what you drink. So he needs to think about the amount of alcohol he's drinking, and teas and coffee. Yorkshire's a big tea drinking county.
Yeah.
And it's not unusual for men to come in saying, well, I have 12, 14, 15 cups of tea a day. And you can see it register as the numbers come out. They go, that's too much, isn't it? And you know, you want to be having sort of limited caffeine. Decaf is fine. It still has a little bit of caffeine in it, so it still will act as a diuretic and make you want to pee. And again, fizzy drinks, try and eliminate those completely. And what I say is try and get a washout period where you take all of these drinks out, replace it with just water and general juices, and reintroduce things as you feel like you're getting more control back into your bladder.
Great, so I hope that helps John and Chloe earlier on. And as I said at the beginning, if you want to send any questions in for Dr. Kayes in a future episode of this show, then you can do that via the website, strayfm.com/health, and you'll find all the health and wellbeing stuff you ever need on there. If people would like to maybe talk to yourself, Dr. Kayes, or your team, or find out more about what you do at Leeds Urology, how can they do that?
We have a couple of ways of getting hold of us. The office number is 0113-388-2230. You can go to our website, which is www.leedsurologypartnership.co.uk. We run a Twitter feed, so Ollie @LeedsUrology, and that's highlighting all the stuff we're doing where I've been to India recently, and the international meetings where we're publishing our research as well. So you can tap into all of that.
Thank you so much for your help there, Dr. Kayes, who has been on call 7 days and seven nights and then come in to do a radio show. So that's dedication. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Leeds Urology Partnership on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.